Your Steve Jones Show podcast audio is loading. Steve Jones Show podcast, sponsored by Kratzer Insurance Agency, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, and online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Tuesday, which is always brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. If service and price means something to you, and doesn't it to everybody? Well, when you're talking about auto, home, life, business insurance, check out Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. Jack Ham, when he sat down here in the friendly confines, referred to this as you're broadcasting from the chateau. The Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Jack felt very comfortable here in the chateau. Dick Girardi did as well. It's Drew Kelly said he really likes the chateau. Sean Carey.
That reminds me, I noticed that while I was on vacation over Thanksgiving, that was the magical time that Jack Ham appeared on the program.
Yes, it was.
I like Jack Ham, too.
He could do it live that day, so we had him on live.
All right.
And he asked me, he says, is that stalker going to be on? I said, no.
That's what I was waiting for.
I'm all set. Yeah, it's a date. All right. Now, remember last month, we had the privilege of having NFL Hall of Famer Lem Barney on, who played his career with the Detroit Lions, Hall of Famer. One of the truly great defensive backs in the history of the game. And it was all part of Rudolph Foods Pork Rind Appreciation Day, which, of course, is going to be Super Bowl Sunday. But they're also doing this as part of the Gridiron Greats program because they're trying to raise money for former football players who are in physical and emotional stress. So that's what they're trying to do. And we bring in, we've already heard from Team Smooth, so we bring in Dennis McKinnon, former Chicago Bear, part of the Super Bowl champion Bears, about Team Spicy. Hey, Dennis, how are you?
Good morning from frigid Chicago.
Yes, from frigid Chicago is right. We'll talk about that in a few moments. How did you get involved with this? Because this is a fun promotion for all of you, obviously, with the company.
Well, since my involvement with Gridiron Greats, so many teams keep falling into our lap. And in fact, what we do for retired players, for some reason, we kind of crossed paths with Rudolph Foods, and that's where the relationship started almost 2 years ago.
And then your team's Spicy, so what do you love?
Well, the great thing about that is I kind of grew up in Georgia, so my grandparents were farmers, so I know all about pork. Yeah. And we actually had a slaughterhouse and a juke joint next to the house, but it's salt and vinegar, barbecue, hot and spicy. Those are my favorite flavors.
Mm. Were you at Soldier Field last night?
Yeah, I was out there. Oh. Still trying to believe. Cannot believe I actually played in those kind of temperatures during my playing days. That was almost unbearable.
But you went there for Coach Ditka, and you played for him, obviously. What was the experience playing for him in that era?
Well, things have changed. You're talking about an era prior to social media, prior to the Internet, at a time where the league was still trying to really create its own identity. And I think the 85 Bears did a tremendous service for the league during that time. Now we're a global entity, and Coach was the perfect coach for the players that we had, circus of all trades, if you want to say that, and a tremendous talent spearheaded by the late, great Walter Payton. And, the game has changed dramatically in so many ways, but what a fun time to play back in the 80s.
And that 85 team, which also included, by the way, State College's Matt Suey, who was the fullback for Walter, Willie Gault, yourself, Jim McMahon, quite a group there. As much as they concentrated on the defense, your offense was pretty darn good.
Well, for so many years, with the Bears. It didn't matter how many great players we had on defense, they didn't win. So until Walter got some help during the latter part of the 80s, bringing in some offense, some muscle, things didn't change. And without balance, you just can't win. And, so what I say to that is today the game has changed. It's almost 7-on-7 now. Nobody plays defense anymore. So stats aren't going to be what they are. But during my era, you would not see these kind of numbers.
Would you have liked to have played in this particular era as a guy who was a wide receiver?
I'd rather win. Anybody can talk about stats, but did you win? Did you bring home the ring? That's the most important thing. And I think today, if the game is over in the third quarter, why are your starters still in the ball game in the fourth, padding stats? Not doing my era.
And you're a fabulous punt returner in your era as well. People have often talked about, well, yeah, a guy can return kickoffs. But yeah, you can return kickoffs. It's an easier catch. What does it take to be a really good punt returner?
You got to have great vision, first thing. Secondly, you got to be fearless. And I think from that standpoint, you have to have a trust in the 10 guys that are blocking for you. And as long as there's a great relationship there, great things can happen. And really, it's kamikaze, but it's about field position, the number one stat in football.
You're also a Florida State guy. So, Auburn, Florida State, how much interest do you now have in that game?
Well, I wouldn't call it interest. I think it's not exactly what the college atmosphere wanted to see. Everybody wanted Bama. But similar to playing the casino, you got to get in it to win it. They lost on their home field. That's the only reason why they're not playing in a championship game on January 6th. Auburn ran the gauntlet, and now they have an opportunity to play my alma mater, Florida State, which I will still say, from special team offense to defense, most balanced team in college football this year. So it'd be a tremendous matchup. At the end of the day, it's about tackling. If you can't throw, and you're running the ball 90% of the time, you should win if the defense can't tackle. But Florida State, I'm quite sure will be ready for Auburn, especially after a 28-day layoff.
Right. That's important. Obviously, people around here know what it was like around Joe Paterno. You played for Bobby Bowden. What was that experience like?
Well, Bobby was good old boy is not a good word. Country, laid back, and just wanted to see his players do well. He was, I was in Florida State in 79, my first undefeated season, and he came over from West Virginia in 78, and Florida State was independent, still trying to make a name for itself. At that time, were Florida, Miami, Florida State were premier almost powerhouses during the 80s, but Bobby created a different culture. And it was about all the great athletes. It doesn't really matter how good you are if you can't play together. And we played a great brand of football in terms of speed and great defenses and putting up incredible numbers. And it was fun. But it still was boiled down to being a student athlete. And playing football was an extracurricular activity that you didn't get paid for.
It was. I think you played in the 82 Gator Bowl. You did, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. You and I stayed in the same hotel because I was broadcasting the Gator Bowl Basketball Classic for Penn State, and we stayed in the same hotel because I remember sitting in the lobby with Bobby, and I kept thinking to myself and talking to him for about a half an hour. I thought, this is one laid-back dude, man. While you guys were outside practicing at that high school field, Penn State was actually inside the high school gym practicing. So small world.
Bobby's really just a southern preacher. He loves to be able to talk at the podium and really embrace his congregation. And, his legacy will never change. And it's just so happy to see that life has come full circle for my Seminoles, and they have a chance now to, get back to greatness. And the SEC has taken a stranglehold over that the last few years, but we have a chance for resurrection.
For you, you ended up signing as a free agent. Put together a really nice career with the Bears, then closed out with the Cowboys. Obviously, it's a business, but what did that business lead to in your life in years beyond that?
Well, I think that we are a reflection of our parents. I had two wonderful parents that raised me the way that they did, and I'm blessed to say that I'm a graduate. I had a chance to play a game that I loved professionally, which is the ultimate dream. I've gone into the corporate sector over the last 25 years, made a name for myself in my state. I'm a state ambassador. I spend most of my time knowing now doing promotional humanitarian work. I'm more valuable today than I ever was when I first came to Chicago in 1983, because I came to Chicago with nothing but a wish and a prayer, with no aspiration of making the squad, you know, and but God has tremendously blessed me. And I think through that, I have a tremendous story to tell, a lot of people that I have touched, and now being in a position where I can help so many of my brothers around the country who are not doing well. I'm in the right place at the right time. And all I think all of that is based on faith and commitment and a little bit of luck.
And the Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund, share some information about that so everyone understands exactly, you know, your involvement in this and why it is so important.
Well, my wonderful coach, Mike Dick, kind of spearheads everything with Gridiron Greats, and been around since 2007. And really, it's a wonderful organization that's unique. When I say that, is everything that we provide for players needing assistance is pro bono, and that's financial and medical assistance for those players who fall on hard times, who can't pay rent, some of them are homeless, can't keep the lights on, don't have transportation, can't get a job. So we provide almost everything with attorney-client privileges. So we don't give out names. There's a process that they go through that's approved by our board. And we do everything we can to get them back on their feet and to try to resurrect their life. And we try not to say no to anybody. And I think that's really the vision that Coach wanted to have, because if the league doesn't help or the union doesn't help, where else can these players go? And that kind of spiraling down that well of depression and suicide, which we have to be able to prevent. And that's why I said I believe I'm in the right place at the right time, and have an opportunity to help my brothers. It's a beautiful thing.
No question about that. That's why we wanted to have you on. And our thanks, by the way, to Rudolph Foods for making this happen. One final thing. I mentioned crossing paths. I was flying back from a basketball tournament in Wyoming, New Year's Eve 1988, and I had to stop in Chicago. And I remember going in to land at O'Hare, and I couldn't, it was a clear day, but I couldn't see Soldier Field. That was the day of the Fog Bowl. You actually played really well that day. What was it like? And how did you possibly play well in those conditions, Dennis?
Well, the great thing about that is that the fog basically circled and sat over Soldier Field during the entire second half of that ball game. I scored early in the first quarter from a pass from Tomczak, and we had the lead going into the third quarter. But as the fog rolled in, everything from the hash to the sidelines, you could not see. And so it's kind of interesting. You couldn't call it from an announcer standpoint. You couldn't see it from a fan. And as players, even on like punt returns, I would huddle with the punt return team and say, let you know, there's no one, I'm not going to be back there. So you can do punt save, you can drop all you want, but I will not be back there catching it. And it was just one of the most incredible games that you can't even describe, because for 18 minutes we couldn't see. So the fact that Cunningham from Philadelphia was throwing, and we were basically throwing the receivers that no one could see from the hash to the sidelines, we found a way to win it. And it's still one of the most talked about games in the history of Chicago. But being a player, being on the field, and being part of it, I'm just so glad we had the lead going into the fourth quarter. Otherwise, we could have been in a lot of trouble.
No question. Dennis, it was an absolute pleasure. I know we have to let you go. Best of luck with this. It's all part of the big game, which will take place the first Sunday of February, and we appreciate the time that you gave us.
Yes, I will say that Portland Appreciation Day is Super Bowl Sunday, February 2nd, and you can reach us at rudolphfoods.com. Find us on Twitter. Also, we're on YouTube, and 10% of every bag sold up to $15,000 will be donated to Gridiron Greats. And for our fans and for our listeners out there, get a chance, look up gridirongrace.org and see all the great things that we're doing to help our players around the National Football League who have left the game, damaged goods, but at the same time, still great people that we do our best to help.
It's important work. Thank you so much, Dennis. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Dennis McKinnon, former Chicago Bear. Played for Mike Ditka, played for Florida State, played for Bobby Bowden. We'll come back. The Kevin Herr rant of the day coming up. Feel like we've already done an hour of it.
We did.
Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance. on Pleasant Mills in Northumberland on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
We want to see you in a Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia.
Sunbury Motors Kia has the top-selling models discounted to levels that will fit everyone's tight budget. Sunbury Motors has the built in the USA 2014 Kia Sorento LX discounted down to $22,505. Look at this, $307 per month. Plus, you get a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. The sleek 2013 Kia Optima hybrids have been flying off the lot because of how little they cost to drive. You can buy a brand new Optima for $319 a month. But wait till you figure in how much less you'll pay for fuel. If you drive the same distance you are now with your current 20-mile-per-gallon vehicle, you'll save $109 per month. Your net payment is only $210 per month. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com.
Not everyone qualifies for all rebates or low finance. Kia Sorento and Sorento Optima GDI models are assembled in the United States from U.S. and globally sourced parts.
Tomorrow's show will be at Consol Energy Center in Pittsburgh, the home of the Penguins, where Penn State plays Duquesne in basketball tomorrow night at 7. And, of course, we'll have Santa Claus on tomorrow night between 6 and 7. And Santa will be taking your request tonight between 6 and 7 as well, right up through Christmas Eve. Is a tradition that dates back on this marvelous station for more than 70 years. And we're thrilled to have the tradition continue here. And I'm sure all the well-deserving youngsters of the Valley are thrilled the tradition continues as well. Needy Family Fund also needs your help as well. We have big goals for that. Your contribution means a lot. And don't get hung up on the fact that you gave X and your neighbor gave more. They're all equal.
$75,000, the goal, by the way.
Yep. And the last I checked, we were over 15?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, I wonder, since we have a couple of minutes here before we get to...
Actually, I want to get to something else first. I don't know what you have. There are rumors circulating that Mac Brown's going to step down at Texas.
Ooh, that's better than I had.
Yeah, darn right. But this is from sources. This is written by Chip Brown from OrangeBloods.com. He's a columnist. It says, Mac Brown, who united the Texas football program upon his arrival in 1998 and led the Longhorns to their first national title in 35 years, will announce he is stepping down after 16 seasons, according to two high-level sources who talked to OrangeBloods.com, which, by the way, is a Rivals. They're associated with Rivals.com. Brown, who will leave Texas second in wins with 158 behind only Daryl Royal, is expected to make the announcement by the end of the week. Texas football banquet is Friday night. Was expected to be a celebration of the Mac Brown era, sources said. The Valero Alamo Bowl against Oregon is expected to be Brown's last game at Texas. Attempts to reach Brown, who has been in New York for the College Football Hall of Fame activities, were unsuccessful. Brown's schedule Tuesday included out-of-state recruiting stops in Florida. Messages left with Brown's attorney, Joe Jamil, were not immediately returned. Brown, 62, earned $5.4 million this past year, is under contract through December 31st, 2020. The buyout is $2.75 million and other considerations. By voluntarily relinquishing his head coaching duties as part of his current contract, Brown would be reassigned to another significant position in the athletic department at an annual salary of $500,000 through the end of his contract, which obviously would be in a fundraising capacity. Now, what's interesting is Brown's still out recruiting.
In Florida, I believe he said in a text message recently.
Now, he's in New York today, but he's supposed to go to Florida like tomorrow and Thursday. So if that's true, isn't that rather contradictory?
And the athletic director says that he's been with him for the past 2 days as well. That's interesting, too. Well, the former athletic director, sorry.
The Lost Odds?
Yes.
Yeah. Who knows? We'll get to Kevin's big story coming up.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hi there. How is everybody today? Kevin, how are you?
I'm not even looking at baseball right now. I'm doing really well. I got all that out of my system in the first hour.
Whew. Lucky I wasn't paid by the word. Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland. Service and price mean everything to them because they know it means everything to you. Auto, home, life, business insurance. Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland. Here in the Sunbury Motor Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Tomorrow's show, by the way, will take place from Console Energy Center, the home of the Penguins, where tomorrow night Penn State plays basketball against Duquesne.
Oh, this just in. Phillies fans have decided to put Ruben Amaro on the trading block for anything at all.
Okay. Again, 800-795-9565. You'd like to jump in with your opinions, which could be counter to Kevin's opinions.
They could be. They could be. Maybe you like the idea of trading Brown and Lee and Hamels.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it goes to your team and you're not a Phillies fan. I bet you would be in favor of something like that. By the way, yeah. The men's curling team dropped its first game of the qualifiers. They lost 9-7. They will play New Zealand tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
You hear that big flushing sound? Okay, that's our ratings with each one of your Olympic reports. All right, so.
Yes, but this was curling.
My point exactly. Exactly. All right, so what's your big story?
Well, I was going to ask you, if you had a Heisman vote, where would it go and why?
My Heisman vote would go to Jameis Winston. I think he's been the most outstanding player of the year on the number one team in the country. And coming into the season as a redshirt freshman, despite having great talent, nobody knew what to expect. And to have a redshirt freshman quarterback step up and complete 68% of his passes the way he has been vital to Florida State's success and has helped make them number one. I would probably vote him one out of the whole group. Probably would vote number two, Williams, the running back from Boston College, and I would probably vote Johnny Manziel three.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
I still say he's the most exciting player in the game.
That's interesting. Because I've heard the Auburn running back get mentioned a few times now, Mason.
Yes, he had a huge game against Missouri.
Was it 500 plus yards?
He had 312 yards rushing.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, the other name that I keep hearing mentioned is A.J. McCarron in that list, and I don't know. I think the problem is this. For A.J. McCarron, if it was an overview of a career, then I think you could make that argument. But this is a yearly award. And I don't know that he was the best player in college football this year.
Well, it's a yearly award. It can't be a career award.
No, but that's my point. Yeah, I mean, if it was based on a career, then I think you could make a really good argument.
That way, so you really can't. No, I wouldn't do it that way. I don't think that's the right way to do it. I think You have to go on what is a... for example, let me give you... I think everything has to be within the moment. Okay? The body of work from the moment. The moment being the last 3.5 months. When you looked... I think the weakest argument I heard about Ohio State being in the national championship game before their loss to Michigan State was they've won 24 in a row. I don't care what they did last year. What they did last year is totally irrelevant to me. I look at the body of work this year because I have talked about this repeatedly. I've been around so many teams in my lifetime, Kevin. And you've been around a lot of teams in your lifetime. They all take on their own personality. They are all distinctly different. People could talk about carryover from one year to the next. Well, guess what? You lose players. Take Alabama as an example. There's no Barrett Jones there any longer. DJ Fluker isn't there any longer. But that running back Drake, the true freshman, who backs up Yeldon and plays a lot, he's with them now. Changes the personality of the team. So with Ohio State, just because they have the same quarterback and some of the same personnel, their team from last year is not this year's team. They may have a streak in which they've continued to win, but each team is its own distinct entity. So I would never vote for a team based on how long their winning streak is over a period of time.
I would totally agree with that.
To me, it depends on what you do this year. It's the same thing with the Heisman.
Yep.
I mean, when I vote for the Wooden Award or I vote for Big Ten Player of the Year in football or Big Ten Player of the Year in basketball, whatever, I do not give a Lifetime Achievement Award. I give for that moment. 2 years ago, even though he didn't win, I voted Russell Wilson as the most outstanding player of the Big Ten. Because I thought he was the difference between Wisconsin winning it and not winning it. If he was not the quarterback, Wisconsin does not win it. Penn State, despite all everything, still would have been in the championship game. Because they would have lost a couple other games down the road by not having him.
The only thing go ahead and finish that thought. Sorry.
Nope. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the only thing that worries me is if Jameis Winston gets it, which I think is more than appropriate for the season he had, because it is the best college football player in the nation in a year. I think it's very appropriate. I just don't want it to become a question and answer session about his last couple of months. It should be about football, and that's it. You know, overcome this? And how'd you not let it bother you?
Well, Heather Cox interviewed him after the ACC game, and he became clearly and visibly annoyed with what was going on.
I did not like that interview.
But she was correct in asking him, what she asked, 4 questions about it?
Yeah.
She was correct in asking him 2 questions about it. There is a point in your mind where you have to say, okay, I'm wasting my time here. So doing the next 2 questions were overkill. That's where she went wrong. You do have to ask, as a journalist, the questions. How's the scrutiny over this affected you? How important were your teammates through all of this? What's wrong with asking that?
Well, yeah, I mean, that especially the last question.
Guess
that
what?
That one's fine.
Guess what? It's a part of what's been going on with him. It's the single most talked about story in college football this year.
I think the one question you can ask in that particular case, and then it would have been it, would have been, you know, you were able to put, how were you able to put this behind you and have such a good performance in this game?
No, that's a bad question. Because he was cleared. It's easy. It was, what was it like for you? You know, how were you able to concentrate and play with the swirl around you over recent weeks?
Yeah, I mean,
how important were your teammates at getting through this?
Yeah, how you got through it to play this game, that's fine.
Well, to play that game? There isn't anything in there. That question to me is not a good question because being cleared should free him up to play a great game. He's like, I feel great. You know, that game's the one that was like, yeah, it's the how he got through the other ones. While there was uncertainty, there was certainty when he played the game Saturday night. See my point?
I do. I think asking now, based on one game makes sense in that particular case.
She asked two too many questions in there. It was appropriate to ask. There is a point where, okay, look, let's take it to the line and no further. Because one of the important things about interviews is the ability to ask the right questions that get information out there. I always laugh when I hear, I ask the tough questions. Okay, what answers did you get? 9 times out of 10, the tough question where I asked them the tough question. How many times do you actually get an answer when you ask those tough questions? I don't mean softball. You can ask questions in certain ways where it doesn't come off as confrontational. The important part is to get an answer, okay, where there's information. Asking the tough question and getting a no comment, well, where does that get you? Except being able to look at your colleagues and say, I asked the tough questions. Great. Well, can I jot down the answer? Well, there wasn't any answer. He said no comment. I go, then your question wasn't that great. You can ask tough questions in certain ways that get information.
On a lighter side, I think the only thing I'm worried about if I'm Jameis Winston is, do I really want to be the Heisman Trophy winner as a freshman? Look what happened with Johnny Manziel in the offseason then this past year. Well, is there an issue now with that trophy?
No, that's so you no. believe in you.
No,
you
I was that was
stuff,
tongue in cheek. That was tongue in cheek.
Different people, different personalities, different times. And supposedly he's an outstanding baseball pitcher too. I guess he's 95 in the gun. You know, the guy's a really, really good athlete. But when you look at Florida State being number one and a redshirt freshman quarterback, in other words, a quarterback that never played a college game before in his life in football, you do have to sit back and be somewhat impressed by what he's done. And I would feel free to vote for him because no charges are against him. Well, if no charges are against him, then, well, I mean, who am I to be judge and jury? I don't know what happened. I can just go by what they tell me. There's no charges, so that tells me I'm free to vote for him. We'll wrap it up in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout.
Like a 2010 Chevy Equinox Limited, the most affordable crossover, just $22,996. 2010 Ford Explorer XLT, new tires, new brake linings, just $21,997. A Pontiac Torrent GXP, four-wheel drive, peace of mind, $15,554. 2011 Hyundai Sonata Limited, fully serviced, $17,498. And a sporty, like new, Subaru Impreza sedan under 8,000 miles. Lowest price promise, $27,495. Call 570-286-7746.
All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout.
See the full inventory and schedule a test drive and see what your trade is worth, too, at sunburymotors.com.
At the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Who has all the time for shopping around company to company for insurance? And do you really understand what you're getting? Price is nice, but peace of mind is best protection for your dollar, and that's priceless. For 50 years, people of the Susquehanna Valley have trusted the Kratzer Insurance Agency to do all the work when it comes to insurance. As an independent insurance agent with resources of many companies, they can find the policy that is right for you without giving up local, reassuring service that is lost by online or long-distance companies. Whether it's auto, homeowners, life, or business, think Kratzer Insurance in Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland.
Hi, this is Kim Ebright. Right now, Allied Insurance is lowering rates for preferred auto classes. Call us, stop in, or visit us online at KratzerInsurance.com. You may qualify.
Standing together against whatever. Family, friendship, security. The Kratzer Insurance Agency.
You know, we're just strutting for fun, strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble, we're just here to do a Super Bowl shuffle.
Dennis McKinnon and Company, a Super Bowl shuffle 1985, where the Bears basically put on a show for the world. They put on a show for the world.
That was one Super Bowl that I remember we were more interested in the Bud Bowl commercials because the game got out of hand early and quick.
Well, who scored the first touchdown?
I don't know. I don't remember.
State College's Matt Suey.
Okay. I didn't remember who scored the first touchdown.
He scored the first touchdown in the ball game.
I just remembered waiting for Bud Bowl to see who would win because the other game was already decided.
Right. Well, that's the, he was on the show earlier today. We thank him for that. He was a part of that group, and unfortunately, Kevin, there's no tailgating at the Super Bowl this year. I was kind of hoping they'd shut down the fan experience, too, because obviously that has no place.
What is the thought process behind no tailgating at the Super Bowl?
I don't know. Honestly, Kevin, I don't know.
That makes zero sense to me.
I mean, I don't know if it depends on how close you have to park, about gas grills, propane grill. I have no idea. In other words, anything explosive near the... I don't know.
That's like saying that, you know, you can't wear your team's favorite colors at the Super Bowl.
Now, I saw that one. I was completely baffled by it. I can't answer it. I don't know why. I don't know if it's a security issue, because the parking lot at Giant Stadium is a little bit different than the parking lots at a lot of places they play these things at. For example, you take the parking lots around the Superdome. Let's take the Superdome. Well, you got to kind of like park all over the place around there, and you know, you tailgate, but it's not around the dome. You know what I mean? The dome is entranceways. MetLife Stadium, it's parking all the way around it. I mean, it's a great situation for the fans. Great situation for the fans. But some of the places that they play it at isn't. Dolphin Stadium, good. You know, I've done a game in there. Same thing with MetLife, done a game in there, did a couple games in the Superdome, things like that. Some of these stadiums they play at, the parking situation is so the tailgating situation is MetLife Stadium isn't one of those. You actually can park rather close to the stadium. So maybe that's the reason why. I don't know. Because it's such a high-profile event and is perceived to be a target. How about that? I don't know.
No, I mean, that's the best answer I've heard.
It's the only thing I can come up with.
I'm sorry. If you're going to the Super Bowl, you cannot wear any team jersey but the two teams that are involved in the game.
I'm sorry, if you're going to the Super Bowl, you can't have fun.
Right. No fun allowed. You must be frigid and then also cold. But at least they're not going to have courtroom in the basement of the stadium. Look at it that way.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you from Pittsburgh tomorrow, the home of the Pens and Penn State Duquesne basketball. We'll be there 3 to 5 right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.